This is HPR episode 2805 entitled, My 50th Show. It is hosted by Tony Hume aka Tony H1212 and is about 18 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, this is a review of the other 49 shows I've posted in the last 3 years.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello again, this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio. This is an auspicious show for me, as it's my 50th show that I've recorded and released on Hacker Public Radio in my own right. However, prior to my first show in my own right, I did guest on two shows. The first of these was Hacker Public Radio 0844, and it was entitled or The Flying Handbag, hosted by HPR volunteers, and that was released in October 2011. This was a show that was recorded at Bar Camp Blackpool in 2011, when a group of us got together to record a podcast. The hilarious thing was that the only place we could find to record it was a stairwell which happened to be next to the toilets. Definitely not family friendly, but if you want a laugh, go and have a listen. The next show I appeared on was an interview I did with Ken Fallon at my first Odd Camp in the same year. This was Hacker Public Radio 0863. And basically I talked about my journey using FreeCycle that got me into using Linux on old PCs and the like that I'd refurbished that I could then give away back on FreeCycle. Ken at the time was, as usual, trying to recruit new hosts and interviewed me with the hope that I would become one. Well, it did work, but it took me another 5 years before I finally recorded my first show in my own right. First, just to say, the idea for this show comes from HPR 2700, in which Ken created a script to automate the bot voice, reading a list of every show that has been released on HPR. So to celebrate my 50th show, I thought I would list my shows, but with me running through them and do a brief summary of the shows where appropriate. So, as is usual, my first proper show that I did for HPR was HPR 2051, My Linux Journey. And in this episode, I talk briefly, or less than briefly, depending on your opinion, how I started my computing journey and ended up using Linux. And as I said on that show, the interview that I did with Ken, that started with FreeCycle, but you know, go and listen to the show and you'll get a fuller update of how I got into using Linux and my Linux story. My next show was Hacker Public Radio 2056, an interview with a young hacker, which was released on the 20th of June 2016. I recorded this show with Josh Lowe at All About Code at my local Raspberry Jam. Josh, at the time, was probably about 12, and he has gone on to develop the EduBlocks program, which helps people transition from Scratch over to full Python. So if you want to listen to that episode, that was a great one. So episode 3 that I recorded was Hacker Public Radio 2065, What's in My Bag? And this was a basic look at what was in the bags that I carry around when I go to computer events or just to my local Raspberry Jam or to my Makerspace stroke lug. Having looked at that show and the show notes again, this is something that I need to update quite quickly because my bag looks very different today. As Ken would say, I owe him a show. Episode 4, Hackapublic Radio 2076, was about magazines I read, and I did a couple of episodes about this, and basically it was just running through some of the technology magazines and some of the other magazines that I read on a regular basis. That also encompassed Hackapublic Radio 287, which was my Episode 5. My Episode 6, Hackapublic Radio 2097, was about new toys. I talked about my hardware journey over the last 30-odd years and talked about a new i7 tower I'd just bought second-hand at the computer auction I frequent and I'm often mentioning on shows. So if you want to hear that one, that's a good one to listen to. My Episode 7, Hackapublic Radio 2101, What's on My Podcatcher, was a show which says what it was on the tin. It was just about some of the podcasts that I listened to. Episode 8, 2144, which was quite a large gap for me, was start of a series of interviews I did at Barcamp Manchester in 2016. And that first one was another interview with Josh Lowe, and it was a follow-up from the one I'd done previously and talking about how the software project he's developing has progressed. The next couple of shows were also from Barcamp Manchester. 2151 and 2157 were interview shows. First one with Claire, who was one of the organisers, and second one was with Alan O'Donoghue, who'd basically started the Raspberry Jam movement, although there are some contentions about that, but I would credit Alan as one of the starters of the Raspberry Jam movement. My Episode 11, which was Hackapublic Radio 2257, was about installing WattOS on a little Acer Aspire 1 netbook, and it was basically just a review of how well it made the netbook run and made the netbook still relevant today. Episode 12 was Hackapublic Radio 2265, and it was another review of WattOS, but this time on the Lenovo X61S. I tried it on that to see how that worked on the Lenovo, being quite a powerful little laptop, albeit being about 12 years old now. It was a dual-core processor, 1.6. Episode 13, Hackapublic Radio 2271, was a little review of the Raspberry Pi Zero W after it was released. And my Episode 14, Hackapublic Radio 2280, was about the Lenovo X61S Part 2. I'd slightly upgraded the hardware by putting a SSD on it, and also I'd found that WattOS wasn't quite what I was expecting for that particular laptop, and so I was experimenting with another Linux version, which was Linux Lite. Episode 15, Hackapublic Radio 2286, was quite a poignant one for me. It was released in May 2017, following a stroke I'd had the previous February, and it was basically entitled Surviving a Stroke, and it was my experience of surviving the stroke and some general information about my life since then. My Episode 16, which was Hackapublic Radio 2295, was another Linux review show, and it was MX Linux this time, but on a bit more powerful Lenovo X230i. I'd had some problems with booting this particular machine with Linux Mint, so and an SSD, so I tried MX Linux, and that seemed to cure the problem that I was having at the time. I will say that the X230i runs fine on Linux Mint 19.1, so it's no longer an issue. My episode 17, Hackapulpit Radio 2331, was the first of a series of interviews I did at Liverpool Makefest in 2017. These go through 2336, 2341, 2346, 2352. Like I say, they were interview shows that I did at the Makefest. Go and take a look at them if you're interested in some of the participants of Liverpool Makefest in 2017. My episode 22 was Hackapulpit Radio 2362. And this was putting Raspberry in X86 on a Lenovo X61S and how well that ran. Episode 23, HPR 2366, was the first one of my cooking shows that I've did, and this one was about making bramble jelly after I'd been picking wild brambles locally. The next show, my episode 24, was HPR 2374, and in this cookery-based show, I talk about how to make sauerkraut. In the show notes, I do include pictures of the process, so take a look at that if you want to know how to make sauerkraut. And we're halfway. We're at my episode 25, which was Hackapulpit Radio 2380. And this was running Raspberry and X86 on a P4 tower at the Makerspace. We have a number of old Pentium 4 2.8 gig tower machines knocking about. So I tried putting Raspberry and X86 on it, and it was actually surprisingly good. So coming to episode 26, which was Hackapulpit Radio 2405, this was a review show of my new Nokia 6 phone. And basically, I just reviewed the phone shortly after I purchased it. Episode 2432, which was my episode 27, was a couple of months later, and it was entitled Living with the Nokia 6, and it was an update to the 2405 show. My episode 28 was Hackapulpit Radio 2442, and this was a soundscape show of the sound of birdsong that I'd recorded at Woodbrook Quaker Study Centre in Birmingham in the UK. And this was just a short show about that soundscape. It was inspired by another soundscape show that I'd heard. My episode 29 was Hackapulpit Radio 2597. And this was a show about installing Ubuntu 18.04 Mate on a PC. Just a review show basically about Ubuntu 18.04. My episode 30, HPR 2590, was a bit of a warning show after I'd blown my PC power supply. And it was just entitled Blowing a PC Power Supply. And it was just how not to, shall we say. My episode 31, Hackapulpit Radio 2595. Again, I was talking about purchases at my local computer auction, and this time it was about a second-hand Toshiba Z30 laptop that I'd just purchased, and a review of that. Episode 32 was HPR Show 2601, and this was another series of interviews that I'd done at Liverpool Makefest in 2018. The first one was Chris Dell. My episode 33, 2606, was an interview with Dan Lynch at the same show. Dan had recently become one of the organisers of Liverpool Makefest, and people will know him from Linux Outlaw fame. Episode 34 was 2612, and this was an interview with Concrete Dog about rocketry, and that was again at Liverpool Makefest. My episode 35, HPR 2616, was an interview with Josh, all about code again. And this was about his Edubox program, which has come on a long way over the years. Episode 36 was Hackapulpit Radio 2621. And this was an interview with Chanel Thomas, one of the participants in Liverpool Makefest 2018. That's a really good show. Go and take a look at that one. Episode 37, HPR 2626, was another interview at Liverpool Mate Fest 2018, and this time with Helen and Chris from Wirral Code Club and Manchester Hackspace. My episode 38 was Hacker Public Radio 2632, again with an interview with Robert and Carl from Liverpool Make Fest. They're from the Edgehill University. Episode 39 was Hacker Public Radio 2636, and this was an interview at Liverpool Make Fest with Joel from the JMU Fab Lab. My episode 40, HPR 2641, was an interview with Rachel from the Microbit Foundation, and this was again recorded at Liverpool Make Fest. Episode 41 was HPR 2646, and this was an interview with Steve and Gerard from the Liverpool Astronomical Society, recorded at Make Fest 2018. Episode 42 was HPR 2652. And this was the final in the series of Liverpool Make Fest interviews. And this was an interview with Caroline and John from Make Fest. Caroline Keep is one of the founder members of the Make Fest in Liverpool. And she was talking about the school where she works with John Carling, who's her head teacher. Episode 43, HPR 2663. It was a review show on a piece of hardware. I just purchased a 2.5-inch SSD / HDD caddy off eBay, and I was doing a quick review because I think the show queue was a little bit light at the time. My episode 44 was HPR 2702, and this was a show in response to episode Hacker Public Radio episode 2658, and it was a response to to Dave and Al's show about Audacity and their post-production of podcasts, which was a really good show. So if you're looking for some information on using Audacity for producing podcasts, go and take a look at that. My episode 45 was HPR 2735, and this is another cooking show in which I talk about sofrito, and this is a base for stews and sauces and stuff. So take a look at that if you're interested in cookery. Episode 46 is the first of a couple of shows I did on applications that I use on Linux, and this is Hacker Public Radio show 2738. 2746 and 2772 are the follow-up shows to this, talking about the software and the applications I use on Linux. So my final show before this show, which is my episode 49, Hacker Public Radio 2786, is a show that was inspired by Anuka doing a show on his YouTube channels that he listens to or he watches. So I decided to run through some of the channels that I subscribe to and just give a short review of each of those. And that brings us up to date, with this being the 50th episode, which has been a short run through of the shows that I've recorded for HPR over the last few years. So I hope you've enjoyed reminiscing as much as I've enjoyed recording the show and reminiscing about some of the things I've recorded over the last 3 years. And this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio signing off for now. Ta-ra.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.